What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Presented by Fidley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The horn sounds. Catching up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. Georgia Natural Gas keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at GNG.com because these days, simple is just what you need. And Kumho Tire, proud partner of the Atlanta Hawks.
Get your tickets now. We're talking about our Atlanta Hawks. Schedule's out. Schedule release yesterday. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And Steve, everybody was combing over this thing like a fine-tooth comb, right? Going, oh, that's a tough stretch. Oh, and it starts with five of our first seven away from State Farm Arena. But look, everybody's excited about Porzingis and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Luke Kennard being added to this team and the potential of what this Hawks squad can look like. What were your initial thoughts when you saw the schedule?
Well, we've been working on it for a couple of weeks. The NBA sends us an advance copy about, oh, first of all, hello, how are you today?
Hello!
Hey!
Hello! My favorites. Sends us a copy of the schedule about 10 days out, and we go back and forth. Like, for example, the first copy we saw, the Orlando road game that now gives us a back-to-back against Orlando and OKC. That Orlando game wasn't there. So that's, you know, that's tough right there. You play Orlando, who's definitely on the upswing, and OKC back-to-back, and you've got to travel. You know, would have preferred that stay away. And we worked with them on some times. They had an MLK game starting at noon, which is way too early. You got to let the day come to you. So that'll tip about 1:20. And then we're playing New Year's Eve against Minnesota. They had that as a night game, and we've worked with them in Minnesota. Now it's a perfect 3 o'clock game. So go to the game, go home, feed the kids, go out, have a good night.
Hey, man.
Perfect recipe.
The ratings don't matter because you guys got guaranteed TV money, but do you think there'll be an adjustment period for the viewers out there with these new TV deals?
Yeah, I think there has to be. I really think there has to be. First of all, we're on every night. Second of all, we're on three different networks. And then, you know, Sundays and Thursdays or after NFL or, you know, when's Amazon on? So, yeah, I do. And that's okay. Look, ratings do matter. They are important, but they're not, you know, the end-all and be-all. But we're on TV, national TV, 13 times. And we'll make sure that we let our fans know exactly where we are and where we're playing.
Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, joining us, guys. When you do this by month, and I have, December, 8 home games, 4 road games. So December, and you know, you look at some of these dates, it's going to be a busy December. And, you know, Steve, I mean, kids back home from college and all the stuff that's going on, people looking for stuff to do within the holiday season, that's good. And then you look at March, and we get 10 home games and 4 road games. So the end of the season, as tough as it starts, is going to hopefully play into our favor.
Yeah, and I'll let you behind the curtain a little bit. We want games in March and April that mean something, and we want to play at home, which means – we also, here in the South, and we've been talking about this for years, as you guys recall, it's hard to compete with football, both college and NFL. I mean, University of Georgia is the most popular team in this area. So I'd rather not compete, you know, for everything from room on this radio station to tickets to, you know, attendance in November against college football, and then love being there in March when we're by ourselves. So November is a great chance. Sir Paul McCartney is coming into our arena to play multiple shows. Maroon 5's coming to the arena to play shows, on and on and on and on and on.
It's our man, Steve Koonin. He's the Hawks CEO. Kids call him Puffy K. And it should be a great season with this new look Hawks team. I know we addressed some of this last week for guys who may have missed it, Steve. Now the kids are back in school, so an even bigger audience. But you said, you know, the stuff that was reported by Mark Spears of ESPN about Trae Young not happy about Atlanta not offering him a new contract extension. You kind of said that the timeline was a bit goofy. But you, and I said to Carl the other day, I'd like to see what Trae can do just from a fan standpoint with this new look lineup before I would offer him a new deal. Is that the mindset that the GM and ownership is taking?
Uh-oh.
Well, obviously, as we also said, we're not going to negotiate in the press, so I'm going to just say thank you.
Okay. But, I mean, hypothetically, Steve, if there was a player on another team who had 2 years left, you know, you might say,
let's just pretend there's a guy, his name is Ray Old. You know, come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Right. So basically you're saying nothing to see here, all is well.
Absolutely.
Mike, I think you need to try one more time. It's Friday. Why not? Come on.
Man.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Do you feel there'll be some contentiousness between Trae and the Hawks this offseason? Oh, the offseason's got like a week left. You know, before you know it, they'll be doing their thing. In all seriousness, Trae has professed his love for the city. He's been reaching out as a leader to all the young players, the new additions to free agency. So in all seriousness, Steve, you think this is a non-story?
I don't even want to recognize it as a story. I like to look at it as 45 seconds worth of filler on a Friday afternoon.
All right.
But thank
Carl.
You.
Kudin to Hawks fans. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
There you go.
Hey, man, the big matchups, and I say that, the marquee teams, do you feel like the schedule was in our favor in those terms? I mean, like, look, you know, anytime it's the Lakers or Golden State with Steph still, and, you know, even though these guys are older, there's still such a draw. But you've but now, like, we play OKC early in the season. They're the champs. That's going to be a big Saturday night game.
Yeah, that game's on sale, and I was literally watching the sales yesterday, and they are flying out the door. And I think the Lakers game goes on sale next week. But if you take a good look at the schedule, we've put the Lakers game, the Knicks game on December 27th, and the Golden State game in March 21st. We're starting those at 8 o'clock because we've all historically seen a lot of traffic coming for those games. A lot of people who aren't regulars down at State Farm Arena. So we felt by moving the start time a few minutes that it would give more people a chance to be in the building. So, yes, we definitely recognize those as very big games.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, Steve, we talked about this yesterday, kind of came up just in conversation. I know we had 7 o'clock tips. We, you know, tried to think about moving them up 7:30. It seems like Atlanta with the traffic, it just is what it is. So you think that 8 o'clock might be something? Is there any market research on this about young families or the fact that,
this our second year, and I thought the players were going to tar me and hang me.
Really?
Well, let's say they got to get on the plane to go to Orlando to play the next day. And instead of being on the plane by 11, now they're on the plane by 12.
Yeah.
So the 30 minutes just backs everything up about an hour, and it makes a difference. So for these special Saturday night games, we think 8 o'clock's great. Saturday night, there's no time pressure. People come, you know, especially with Golden State, love to watch the warm-ups with Steph and that ritual. So what we're trying to do is give the fans more time to get in their seats, because historically, and I know this is breaking news, basketball fans actually don't get in their seats at tip.
Yeah, that is breaking. Breaking.
Well, they do in breaking Oklahoma City.
Well, what else is there to do in Oklahoma City?
Steve's words, not mine, Carl.
He's right, though. I mean, like, and this was the thing Mike and I were talking about. We briefly brought it up yesterday because we saw the times change on some of these games. And I was like, this has to be a good thing. There have been plenty of nights where we've done the show from there. And it's 6:30 and we're getting off of the pregame, right? And tips in 30 minutes. And it's like, okay, where is everybody? So to your point, like, people are still making their way. Hopefully these 8 o'clock starts will give everybody enough time. And again, it's not every game, guys. I said that yesterday because
I
said that
special Saturday night games for the fans.
Yeah. I said that yesterday and the guy was like, 8 o'clock.
Here's another breaking news.
What's that?
LeBron's old. The later we make him stay up, maybe he'll get sleepy.
He needs a little nappy poo? A little nappy poo?
Yeah, a little fourth quarter. It's starting to be about 10:15, and it's like milk and, we serve some milk and cookies on the bench. And, you know, so we have a plan, gentlemen. We have a plan. Right.
I like it. I like it, man. Our man Steve Kuhn and Puffy K with us here, guys. Hawks CEO, also a proud Georgia alumnus. Just another big scrimmage for Georgia. Kirby, of course, you know, complaining about the first one and this and that. What is your expectation for Georgia this year, Steve? In a world of college football, which again, it is what it is. It's there's parity. There's some teams that, like Texas Carl's big money grabbing Pac Man, and then there's the poor underdog Georgia Bulldogs. What do you think happens this year?
Underestimate us at your own peril.
You sound like Kirby. that sounds like Kirby. Something Kirby might say.
Who do you think wrote the line for me?
You can underestimate us all you want to. Yeah look, I can't underestimate him because I still think he's the best coach in the SEC, best coach in college football. Yep. I can't do that despite he keeps saying, and he's right, they're young. And you went from all this experience, and again, putting all these guys in the league, to okay, but there is something about having a young team that hasn't accomplished anything, Steve, and the hunger of that. So I think he's going to use that to his benefit. I really do. And also, I said
absolutely.
This, and the rankings, I mean, you beat Texas last year twice, but yet you start the season behind them. It's like, come on, right? And I don't know if he uses that, but I do think Kirby is a master of all that stuff.
Oh, he is a master. You know, I'll tell you, the Ohio State-Texas game is really going to be interesting. I mean, I can't believe we get a game of that quality early, you know?
Right. Yeah. And the whole fact, you know, I mean, and you're, for the guys who don't know, we do remind folks, because Steve, our audience grows exponentially every week. But Steve was a big TV executive after his time at Coca-Cola. The noon thing, it just works for Fox. It's just kind of counterintuitive. Everyone would say that's 8 o'clock. That's prime time. But the noon thing just seems to work for Fox. Why?
Well, the first reason is because everybody else is going with the traditional thinking of 8 o'clock. So it's back to, you know, you want to go where the competition isn't. And what's the SEC game at noon? Mississippi State versus Vanderbilt.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I mean, that is a good point.
Tune me in.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a Texas-Georgia game starting at noon?
No way.
Impossibility.
Right. Yeah. No way.
I mean, we'd have to be getting IVs of alcohol through the night to be ready.
Right on.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we are capable and willing to do.
I can't wait till that happens. I'm not talking about the IVs. I'm saying the Georgia-Texas game. Mm. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've got friends who are asking me already. It's just like Georgia fans. We're going to Texas. Where do we stay? And I'm like, you're probably going to have to stay in Atlanta, to be honest with you, because it's just not enough hotels there to accommodate all the people that, you know, want to be in the action. But as we've said, Steve, it should be a fun and exciting time. Hopefully, we'll see. Maybe both teams are undefeated. I said this to Mike. You know, that will add to the intensity of the game, certainly, if that's the case. Hey, Steve.
By the way, on our schedule, I'll give you. You want to spend a great day? Here's a great day. Georgia Tech on November 28th.
The Friday.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Right.
That game ends. You walk 300 yards to State Farm Arena. And you see the Hawks play the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Aha, Carl.
Double dip.
Which could be the Emirates NBA Cup, Mike's favorite in-season tournament of all.
Nothing excites me more than it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Season championship basketball. Yes.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah, no, you're right. The double dip is real. I did witness
that.
I saw that too, because we've been talking. We gave away tickets for that game, and people were scooping them up like, oh, my God, I can't believe you guys are giving away tickets. But you're right. That is the 28th. UGA, Tech, and then you've got Cavs in town that night, and it is a cup night. So, good stuff.
Yep.
Steve, we got to run, man. Great stuff. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too. Looking forward to it.
All right.
Steve, all right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.